John Canzano on 750 The Game.
The news of the day, Portland State will play football against Montana at Providence Park on November 15th. Let's call it what it is. It's a good start. Here to talk about it, Bruce Barnum, Portland State football coach. Coach, I don't know if you've been listening, but people are all kinds of fired up about you being back in the stadium, and they want more of it, and there's still people holding. How do you feel about it?
Nah, love it, John. I was not able to listen, which I always do if I get that chance. But we just got back. We're down there. They announced it like a press conference deal, and you know, for crack's sake.
Yeah. Well, what did it take to get you back in there?
President Cudd, Matt Billings. I think our president was the one who made this happen. Honestly, just hearing all the stories and how it, you know, came to fruition. I think Ann Cudd is, if you're wondering who, that's who to talk to.
It's nice to see you guys back in there. You know, you'll get an opponent in Montana that will bring some fans. Now the banging of the drum, so to speak, has to happen. What kind of crowd do you expect?
10,000 plus. Let's go for that. I don't know. You know, they asked me today. Somebody said, hey, you going to pull that Canzano beer stunt?
Yeah.
I said, you know, Providence Park sets the beer prices. I don't know if I can afford that, but we'll figure something out.
Coach, you know, the job of a football coach at Portland State, only part of it has to do with football. This is one of the other things. And I know, you know, when you got the job, you guys did not want to leave that stadium. And, you know, can you maybe speak to that a little bit? And, you know, you don't want to disparage Hillsborough because they've done a nice job hosting you. But what will it mean to be back home?
Well, there's a group, myself included. I grew up across the river, you know, where Portland State played football there, you know, high schools. That was Saturday, Friday, you know, the high schools played, concerts, whatever. There was always something going on at that place. And I think it, you know, stuck a lightning bolt in the city. There was a cool little group. There was something for everybody, you know. There was everything. So being back, it's kind of like coming home, you know. I think that venue, I think it's the Franklin Park of the West Coast, you know, small stadium, a lot of history there. So it's going to be a cool deal.
The idea of that Montana will be the opponent, for people who haven't been to a Montana game, what is that fan base like?
No, they travel well, you know. They call themselves Grizz Nation, and they love football. They love their team, so they will travel. And that was, you know, we had a thing a long time ago that we had to choose who we wanted to play every year. And one of the teams I chose was Montana because I knew they travel well. I knew their stadium was a cool place. But now I knew mine was too. I didn't know I was going to be, you know, removed from there. So having them back there, you know, some people today at the press conference were talking about the last Montana game, the rain game in 15, you know, it was on Halloween, and you know, so there's memories there. Having Montana, a smart decision, you know, just because it's going to put some butts in a seat.
I like it. I think it'll motivate people to be there. You're under the weather. You got a cold. What's going on? You all right?
You know, I'm fine. I just, you know, kind of my nose said, you know what? You're not breathing out of me. So use your mouth.
Yeah.
And get some sleep. And yeah, I was wondering if you could notice that, you know, I got
barely
a haircut for your
barely
show, but I
thank you
couldn't clear my nose up.
Now, listen, you know me. I am a burr in their saddle, and I am not easily managed. And so I've been railing on the Timbers, who are a partner in this for you. And I don't know what you want to say about this, but I don't like how you got squeezed out of the stadium, and I'm not willing to let it go. You tell me, how much grace did it take for you to be like, hey, you know, thanks for letting us back in the stadium that you squeezed us out of?
Well, I wasn't part of those conversations, you know. Somebody did ask me today, you know, what'd they price out? You know, no, I said they did not. We kept paying it because I do remember some of the particulars.
Yeah.
But their final to get us out, I think we did this on your show. They said, all right, tell Marty he can play on Mondays from like 4 to 6 or something. There's some odd deal. And I said, all right, we're done.
Didn't they also say that you couldn't store your equipment there overnight, or what was the deal with that?
I don't remember that, John. I just know the price kept going up. You know, that's why the high schools left. We stayed.
Yeah.
You know, thinking we'll sell some of these boxes that they made available, and we'll at least, you know, break even. But the final was the Monday deal, I believe. You know, I just couldn't, you know, talk my opponents into playing Saturday and then flipping and playing us on Monday night. It didn't work.
That doesn't work. It's not going to work. Bruce Barnum is with us, Portland State football coach. You know, I immediately went to go see, like, you know, will Oregon be at home? And yes, Oregon will be at home on that day against Minnesota. I don't think that will matter, because I think in some ways you're talking about a different consumer anyway. And, you know, Oregon State football, you know, with their schedule, you know, sometimes you run into cases where they're at home, but they are not that weekend. They'll be in Lubbock, Texas, I believe, that weekend. And so give us an idea. What kind of team are we going to see? Who you got coming back? I know you have a new quarterback. How good can you guys be this season?
Well, new quarterback, yes. I got poached, you know, like all of us. I lost my starting center again. Arizona greeted him. Lost a good tailback to Arizona. I lost some guys, but we replaced them with some quality people, quality student athletes. The quarterback, you know, that's the one thing I look at. I added one. He's actually the brother. You know, the kid that went to Oregon, like, for a week, and then went to Cal, I believe. I don't remember his name. Remember that? It happened right during the playoffs this year.
Yes. Yeah. The high school kid who basically was on campus for a couple of weeks and said, they're not paying attention to me, and I'm gone to Cal.
I've got his older brother. I brought his older brother.
Oh.
So, you know, kind of a unique connection. But we'll solidify that position in the spring and then roll. We got a chance. Always got a chance.
I know.
I'm still looking at the schedule. I'm trying to add a game.
You're talking about Jaron Kiwa Sagapolotele.
Yeah, you got my guy's John.
John,
the older
thank
one.
You. That's so much easier. John Sagapolotele, you got him.
He's in Hawaii.
Yes, okay. So, and the dad was like a big-time quarterback in Hawaii, as I remember.
Yeah, nice, great people. Great people. Oh.
So Sagapolotele's going to play for Portland State. That's interesting. I like that.
His hands, John, are bigger than four of your butts. I mean, he's got the longest fingers I've ever seen, which leads to accuracy, you know, in Barnum's, you know, affiliations. That means more accurate football. He's got the biggest damn hands I've ever seen in my life.
There you go. I like that. That'll be your promotion. You can just do a cutout of his hand and put it on right by the stadium, and you go, hey, if your hand's bigger than John Sagapolotele's, you get in free.
You get a free beer.
You get a free beer. I like that better. Bruce Barnum is with us.
But there's some other ones. I got some other good ones, too.
Yeah.
There's some others that he's going to have to try to defeat. So that'll be a fun thing to watch, fun position to watch. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, but the callers who are calling in are angry. They're angry at the city. They're happy that Portland State's there. Do you get a sense from your president if there's a nice turnout for this game and it does well, that does a toe back into Providence Park turn into a foot and then 2 feet, and then suddenly you're playing your home games back at Providence Park again? I mean, can we dream that big?
I hope so. They asked a question today. They asked, you know, similar to that. And I was like, you know, they answer it how the brass answers it, you know. I'm like, damn right we want everyone back in here.
Yeah.
You know, but that was to the guy standing next to
me. When someone asked that question, did they say a toe turns into a foot, turns into 2 feet? I mean, I feel like the way I ask it is a little more colorful.
It is colorful, but using that part of the body is kind of up in the air, my opinion.
Okay.
You know,
all right.
Let's go higher, you know, finger maybe to a wrist, all to right. a forearm.
Okay. So I want to do something unusual. I want to do something unusual because we don't usually do this with you. Steven, if you can lock in Bruce Barnum's line, and then if you know how to put on, let's take a call or two. We got some people lined up, Coach. I want you to hear people how excited they are about you being in that building and the questions
all
they
right.
have and whatnot. Steven, can you
ask me questions?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know where it's going to go, and that's the beauty of it. It's live. Yeah, I think you do a good job on your own sometimes doing that. All right. Let's go. Now, Steven, do you know how to do this? Okay, you go like from fader one to fader two, and you put Michael and Tualatin on number two. Michael, you're on with Bruce Barnum. What's your reaction to the Portland State getting in the stadium again?
Well, I would absolutely love to see Portland State playing football inside the city of Portland again, whether it's in the stadium or maybe a new stadium, who knows, down the road. The question I'm going to ask is, what does the role of that field being turf versus the possibility of in the future it being grass have to do with what happened with getting squeezed out of the stadium? Here's why I ask. Several years ago, I watched a Timbers game while sitting next to a member of the Thorns soccer team. And I said, wouldn't it be great if we could see soccer on actual natural grass turf here? And she said, Paulson would love to do it, but as long as Portland State's playing home games here, that probably won't happen. So my question is, Coach, could you play there, home games, during a course of a whole season, if it was a natural grass turf?
I would love that, Mike. I mean, bring it back to, you know, that's a whole new game. Now you're worried about the rain. You're worried about weather more than anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, those mud games, Mike, you got to get the ball outside because everybody's hanging out in between the hashes. I mean, it's a different game. I would love to play grass. You know, when they started cutting tires up and making all this turf, and then it caught on, and, you know, here we are. Now if you're not on turf, there's people now that never played on grass, I think.
I know.
You know, unless you're in their backyard, but
I don't think you guys, you guys weren't anti-grass, were you?
No, never.
Never?
Never.
Yeah.
Especially me. I mean, you can get some advantages there, you know.
I feel like you guys get blamed for a lot of things that wasn't your fault. Do you walk around feeling that way?
That's a bait. You just threw a lure out and I'm not biting. No. I don't feel that way at all.
All right.
How's your toe?
All right.
To your knee, to your foot.
All right. Let's go to Alan Gresham. Al, you're on with Coach Barnum. Go ahead.
Hey, John. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Awesome.
I wanted to say that I coached baseball in the PIL for a long time. We used to play a lot of PIL baseball at Civic Stadium. Benson, yeah. Grant never did have a home stadium. They played their games there on Friday and Saturday. Central yeah. Catholic played there. I have my oldest daughter lives in Seattle, and the Sounders play on the same darn field as the Seahawks do. What? And my soccer friends who have fake British accents, oh, no, we can't have football on our pristine field to mark out for football. And I find that's total baloney. And so my question is, why is it so difficult to mark out a football field on a
yeah.
soccer field? And can't you get rid? I mean, why is this a problem? And why are the soccer purists? Oh no, we can't do it. And my final comment is, that stadium is managed by Portland Parks and Rec. It's not yeah. owned by the Timbers.
No.
How come they get to squeeze Portland State out? Squeeze the PIL out.
Yep.
It's not right. I'll listen to you.
I appreciate that you finally called in, Al, and you used a British accent at one point. I don't mind that at all. Coach, do you remember seeing baseball games there?
Oh, boy. I went to them all. I got a foul ball. I watched Louis Tiant. You know, I watched the Jansen, what is it, the Jansen person, the thing they had that was in play. I watched... I forget his name, McCray or something, go through the
Oh, Rodney McCray. Rodney McCray.
Rodney
yeah.
McCray. How about that? I pulled that out of left
yeah.
field.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I remember playing as an opponent. I was coaching somewhere else, and we stood out in the outfield. That was our sideline. So Love it. You know, I love the game of baseball. It was cool. Like I said, there's been a thousand things there. Now it's down to one. It's down to soccer. That's, I could see that upsetting, you know, a very large group in the Portland area.
Yeah, taxpayers own that
Mike
building.
Allen.
Yep. Hey, let me ask you this. To his point, there was some controversy over the hash marks and the yard markers, and Timbers didn't want it painted on very dark, so they painted it very light early on. Do you remember that?
Oh boy, I heard it every week from my opponents. They'd look at our film, and you could not see the lines. But we were told it's not going to change, and it is so they can flip it quick to back to a soccer field.
So are they going to do it light again for this game, or do we know?
I don't know that one.
That's going to be my rally cry. That's going to be my rally cry for the next between now and November. All right, listen, you didn't get in any trouble today. That's good. Appreciate you coming on. Go hydrate, get some rest, get well, and get game planning for November 15th. That's going to be a big one for you guys.
Ready to go. Thanks for having us, Sean.
All right, there's Bruce Barnum, Portland State football coach. He says I'm going to get him in trouble, and subsequently, I believe, dropped an F-bomb and an S-bomb within about 4 seconds of saying that. I want you to leave it here. Our big splash is coming up.